In 2024, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, or the ATF, revoked more gun store licenses than in any year in the last two decades, according to data released on October 4th. The surge reflects the Biden administration's zero tolerance stance on non-compliant gun dealers that the Biden administration put into effect 3 years ago. In fiscal year 2024, the ATF revoked 195 licenses, surpassing the previous all-time record high of 173. Now, this figure represents over 2% of all inspected licenses for the year, making it the highest revocation rate, the percentage, since 2005. I'm going to give you some more information on this, but first, I want to thank some viewers who live right around the corner from me, who left me speechless yesterday. There was a knock at the door, my wife answered it, and a neighbor had stopped by. It was a woman and her daughter, and first they brought it was a box, and it was a handwritten note welcoming me to the neighborhood, and Ben is an author. They gave me his book. I can't wait to actually read this. And then, y'all, when you think of like a homewarming gift for someone new to the neighborhood, you think of like an apple pie. Like, what, nothing says America more than like an apple pie or some type of like cookies. Let me show you what they gave me, and it left me speechless for like 3 hours yesterday because nobody's ever done this for me. This is what they gave me: an entire box of mags, not just any mags, but FDE all day, every day, translucent Lancer mags. To the Deaver family, thank you so much. Keep an eye out in your mailbox because one good deed deserves another. Just wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart. It was pretty cool what y'all did. It means a lot. Thank you very much. All right, back to the ATF. Now, experts suggest that the administration, the Biden administration's targeting of gun retailers could be a game-changing move in gun violence prevention. I don't think so, but, you know, all of the anti-gun colleges that write papers on this stuff are saying that what the Biden administration doing is like revolutionary. It's crazy that they're combating gun crime by going after gun dealers. But what a majority of these issues are, the majority of the problems the ATF inspectors, the IOIs, are finding with these FFLs are little tiny accidental, in many cases, accidental clerical issues. And some documented issues, the ATF is actually the ones who overlooked the proof of what they were saying they did. Like in one case, I know of an FFL that the ATF said that they refused to do a background check on a sale and thus illegally sold a gun. But when that FFL got the paperwork back from the ATF showing that their problems, the form that verified that background check had been completed was actually in the paperwork. So ATF missed it, jammed them up, cited them for it, had their license set to be revoked, and said if they wanted to fix it, they had to put in for an appeal or apply for a new license. So there's that kind of stuff going on as well. Before I tell you some more about this, I want to thank Lear Capital for supporting this channel. Guys, I have been talking about Lear for well over a year and a half now, and Lear has been saying for over a year that gold could soon hit $3,000 an ounce, and it's getting close. If you haven't bought some gold or some silver, you might want to check it out. If you have bought some, there's no doubt you're happy that you did. I chose Lear to help educate my viewers about the strategic need to own gold and silver. It protects you and me against the enormous financial challenges we face today and will for years to come. Now, Lear's told me that owning gold is a decent strategy while hope and change is not a decent financial strategy. Call my friends at Lear Capital, 1-800-260-5075 or LearGG.com. Ask them the tough questions. They're great to speak with. There'll be no pressure to buy. It's 1-800-260-5075 or LearGG.com. All right, back to this crazy, crazy ATF stuff. ATF spokesperson Christina Mastropasqua, I think that's how she says her name, she highlighted improvements to ATF's inspections program, including an analytics tool that they have employed that prioritizes inspections of dealers posing higher public safety risks. I don't know what that means. But she emphasized that these changes have been enhanced compliance inspections over recent years. Now, ATF inspections teams ensure gun stores adhere to federal firearm laws. The inspectors, the IOIs, they check for correct record keeping and legal practices, legal sales practices, that is. And if they find violations, they have options. They may recommend actions ranging from a written warning to license revocations. And in the past, the ATF often adopted lenient approaches towards dealers. They used to work hand in hand with dealers to guide them. Like, all right, man, you've been making this mistake here. We think that it's an honest mistake. This is what you do to fix it. Now let's, good job. Let's just do the right thing going forward. Well, Biden changed that, as well did a major investigation by USA Today and The Trace, which said there were these rogue gun dealers out there. And immediately after that investigation came out, the Joe Biden and his clown Kamala, they're the ones who put forth that zero tolerance program. Now, this zero tolerance policy was supposed to be for serious violations like selling a gun without a background check or failing to keep accurate records, but it has led to a significant rise in revocations of FFLs. In fiscal year 2022, revocations tripled compared to the previous year, even with a similar amount of inspections done. So same amount were done-ish, but the revocations tripled. By fiscal year 2024, ATF had inspected nearly 10,000 stores, the highest count since COVID put everything on a halt because nobody wanted to, you know, risk their lives for the flu. Now, the zero tolerance policy has faced pushback from most gun right groups and advocates, also industry groups and store owners alike, and they have argued that these licenses have been revoked over minor infractions. Like I said before, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, NSSF, that's the industry trade group, they have warned dealers that even minor clerical errors could lead to revocations. And we've even had congressional Republicans criticizing the agency's practices, and we've heard about it in hearings as well. Now, to address these concerns, ATF began releasing documents detailing the inspection processes for revocations last year in fiscal 2023. Now, those records had 91 revocations in 21 and 22. And according to what ATF released, most of those cases involve serious violations impacting public safety, such as gun trafficking schemes and repeated sales to prohibited buyers. But about 20% of cases showed that supervisors overruled inspector recommendations for lenient penalties and opted to drop the hammer with a revocation instead. Some former ATF IOI inspectors argue that the zero tolerance policy has limited their discretion, meaning the big bosses are stomping on their recommendations of what they would have done in years prior. Now, one of those inspectors who have chirped up no longer has autonomy, according to him, in determining if a violation was intentional, if it was a key factor in a revocation or not. And during his investigation, he said that the policy sometimes penalizes dealers for honest mistakes without prior opportunity for clarification. Just drop the hammer. Now, as the November election is a week away, hopefully this zero tolerance policy is about to be nipped in the bud. Should Republicans win the House and the Senate and the corner office, I fully expect this policy to be thrown out. Remember that vice presidential candidate and current Senator J.D. Vance has proposed huge reforms to ATF, including all the way up to eliminating the agency. So hopefully when they win, J.D. Vance does a lot of things that we would like to see happen to this overreaching, unconstitutional agency. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say anything about a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And if you are an ATF agent, seriously, read the Constitution this week, study it, maybe read the Declaration of Independence, and then look at your job description, because you are being paid to violate the Second Amendment rights of your fellow citizens. Some reflection time is upon you. Guys and gals, I just wanted you to know that the numbers have skyrocketed again. Record numbers of license revocations by ATF because of the Harris-Biden administration. And I say Harris-Biden because Biden is not even pretending to be in control right now. He's delegated stuff to her, and he's playing pin the tail on the donkey all across the world and hanging out on beaches. Let me know what you think about this. I hope I explained to you in a way that makes sense. These numbers are skyrocketing, and a lot of times it's because the supervisors are being pressured to overrule what the IOI, the inspector, recommends as a remedy to a clerical error. If you make a clerical error at work, if you're in college and you misspell a word, do you get an F for the whole project? No, you don't. But in the federal government, if you happen to be in the business of Second Amendment protected items, you do. Appreciate y'all. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. I appreciate y'all. Take care.